Ataturk said, "Peace in the nation opens peace in the world." Sevil Oren returned yesterday to Istanbul, the European city also in Asia. She told ETN proudly. The mayor of Kanakale and Capez approved the launch of an IIPT Olive Peace Park. The approval by the mayor came on Friday. Capez is a seaside town in the Kanakale district, Kanakale province, Turkey. Its population is 35,390, 2022. The city has its municipality, which was established in 1992. Sevil told eTurbo News, "As old as humanity, touring from one place to another has been exercised. Sometimes, it was in peaceful conditions, but mostly, people fought with each other to arrive at a chosen destination. The world we live in now is suffering global conflicts that take the pleasure of visiting another nation. Traveling into a crisis zone and being a tourist is not safe and pleasant." iturbonews.com. We have learned by now that wars and conflict zones are created by the greed to earn more from selling ammunition and thriving from that. Why can't we safely visit Yemen, Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria, enjoy being tourists, and learn more about our fellow inhabitants of the world we live in? IIPT Olive Peace Park in Urla, Turkey. The International Institute for Peace through Tourism, in collaboration with Dr. Kostem and İzmir Municipality, inaugurated the first IIPT Olive Peace Park at Kostem Olive Oil Museum, Urla, İzmir 2. Why should our planet Earth suffer so much from unnecessary wars and conflicts? The only meaningful way is to plant the seeds of peace in every country by showing that tourism is a better way for economic growth than conflict and wars. This is what the credo of the peaceful traveler is about. The International Institute for Peace through Tourism is trying to spread to the world is precisely this understanding concept. It's challenging but not impossible. I am from Turkey, a land that has suffered impossible wars. Gallipoli is a living legend of what happened in that most unfortunate war created by unacceptable reasons. The young generation, which could be more valuable citizens, was sacrificed by presenting them with a false cause. They came to occupy the homes of people that they had never met. Australia, New Zealand, Turkey, and other nations lost their youth. However, that unfortunate war developed an unexpected friendship between these nations that turned into becoming close through their loss. Tourism and peace have their seeds planted in this land by blood flowers resting in Gallipoli, reaching to eternity by becoming our sons, as Ataturk said. Peace in the nation. Peace in the world. Is what we need to convince all nations that this can bring economic prosperity as well as everlasting, much-needed peace and unity.